It's estimated a quarter of the world's pig population has died this year following the deadly outbreak of African swine fever in China. The virus has spread rapidly through Asia with fears it could reach Australia soon. But a group of CSIRO scientists at a secure lab in Geelong in Victoria are hoping to protect Australia's and the world's pigs from contracting the disease. Reporter Jess Davis has gained rare access to the laboratory where scientists are trying to create a vaccine.
To enter the CSIRO's Animal Health Laboratory in Geelong, you have to be completely naked. Nothing that goes in is allowed to come back out. Linda Wright is the manager of BioRisk.
The reason why we don't allow you to bring any of your clothes in or your jewellery or anything else is inside the laboratory we have diseases that are exotic to Australia and we want to minimise the risk of anyone taking anything out.
Inside this lab, work is being done on diseases like Ebola and dengue fever, as well as the deadly pig disease, African swine fever, or ASF. The pig virus is yet to reach Australia, but as it spreads rapidly through Asia, fears are growing that the first detection won't be far away.
I don't think I ever really expected African swine fever to spread with such ferocity.
Trevor Drew is the director of the Australian Animal Health Authority.
I think we will not be able to control African swine fever until there is a vaccine available.
But he says a vaccine is at least 5 years away. Inside these secure labs, researchers hope to be the ones to make the breakthrough.
So this is what we call an anteroom that links us between the outside corridor and the main isolation lab where we're doing the ASF work.
CSIRO's Director of Emergency Diseases, David Williams, is leading the project and says scientists have been trying to develop a vaccine for 60 years.
It's been very difficult to develop a vaccine, largely because of the properties of the virus and the way in which it infects pigs.
Until a vaccine is developed, Australian scientists and authorities are preparing for the worst, including studying ways the virus might spread. In other parts of the world, ASF can spread via blood-sucking ticks. Inside the highly secure insectary here, Australian ticks are being infected to find out if they're also potential carriers of the virus.
Can these Australian species of ticks become infected with the virus? Second of all, we're interested in whether or not they bite feral pigs.
There are roughly 25 million feral pigs spread across nearly half the country. Trevor Drew says the virus spreading through Australia's feral pig population is a major concern.
The disease would spread very rapidly and they may act as an ongoing reservoir of the disease, which would make it extremely difficult to control.
That's Trevor Drew, the director of the Australian Animal Health Authority, and a reporter was Jess Davis.